This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This weekend, runners and walkers of all levels and all ages will be converging on Flint for the Health Plus CRIM Festival of Races. Carol Cerny of Grand Blanc's going to be there with her shoes on doing the 10-mile walk. And that, my friends, is how Carol is celebrating the 10-year anniversary of her double lung transplant. Carol Cerny, welcome to Stateside.
It is my pleasure to be with you today, Cynthia. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Carol, take us back to when you were waiting for your transplant in 2005. How long had you been battling lung disease?
Well, I had been on oxygen 24/7 for 7.5 years prior to my surgery. And during those 7 years, I maintained a very active life, going to pulmonary rehab faithfully twice a week to get my muscles and my general physical condition as strong as it could be to survive surgery, because it's a very long surgery, and it's a very traumatic assault on the body to have a surgery of that magnitude.
And my understanding is you would watch the CRIM walkers and runners even as you were not able to take part?
Exactly. We would be on the Bradley Hills in Flint, and I'd have my oxygen on, and my husband would be there, and we'd be saying, thanks for running or thanks for walking. It was very inspiring to me, and I said to Tom one day, we ought to get out there. Once I get my transplant, we ought to get out there and do the CRIM.
So you never let yourself, it sounds like, feel buried under by the physical challenges of lung disease.
I didn't. No, my determination really kicked in, and I thought to myself, this disease is not going to beat me. I'm going to beat it.
Is that kind of the way you approach life, or was this something that the disease maybe kind of brought out in you, this
feistiness? No, that's the way I've always approached it, that no obstacle is too big to get over, and you have to just concentrate on it and try, and even if you fail, at least you know you tried.
Then you got the call from the transplant team, and I'm betting you remember just what you were doing and where you were when that call came?
I'm sitting in the exact chair where I was sitting that morning. It was a Sunday morning. We had just gotten home from church, and Tom was across from me. We were having a cup of coffee, and the phone rang, and this voice said, hi, Carol, this is U of M Hospital. We have something for you. Well, there was no doubt in my mind as to what that was that they had for me. And it proved to be a wonderful set of lungs from an anonymous donor. And I still do not know who the donor was, but I am eternally grateful to the donor family. And my first thought was, I'm going to call my pastor at church. We got Roger out of the service, and he said a very reassuring prayer. And at that point, both my husband and I felt very, very confident. And we were at peace because we just knew that everything was going to work out okay. And it did.
And it did. Take me back to what it was like to wake up after the surgery and use these new lungs.
It was absolutely incredible. I can remember my first cognizant moment when I woke up and both my kids were in the room and my husband was, and I was able to breathe, and I looked at my hands and they were pink, and which they hadn't been for years, and I said, wow, maybe now I will live long enough to have grandchildren. And both of my kids said, shook their heads, and we're still waiting for grandkids, but that's okay. But it was amazing to be able to breathe and not be attached to a machine assisting you. And it was a remarkable feeling, even though I did have to learn how to breathe all over again, because I had been so dependent on oxygen. But it was something that I just worked at with the pulmonary therapist down there so that I was able to take full advantage of my lungs.
And so you got the gift of your new lungs, that mm-hmm. double transplant in 2005. How long before you did your first CRIM?
I think we did our first CRIM in 2009.
And what'd you do with that first medal?
I sent it to my donor family.
And Carol, here you are, age 71, years young. It's very clear. Your double lung transplant working beautifully, and you are doing your 7th CRIM 10-mile event. And I know personally you have just a few years on me, but I find myself thinking, I don't know if I've got that kind of walking that I used to have because my knees hurt and wah, wah, wah. And then
yeah.
I listen to you, Carol. What do you say to encourage people who face some kind of a big challenge or kind of feel beaten or I can't do it anymore feeling?
Well, I do that a lot now in mentoring people. You have to maintain a positive attitude. surround yourself with supportive people. You don't need negativity when you're battling a disease. And for me, I had to maintain a very active life so that my physical state was at its optimum. You cannot just cave in and accept things. You really just have to fight and just maintain a very positive attitude.
And if anyone can make a pitch to everyone who's listening to our conversation about the importance of organ donation, it has to be you, Carol Cerny, so take it away.
Well, there's an enormous number of people waiting in Michigan for an organ donation. I checked the statistics yesterday, and as of the 15th of August, just in Michigan alone, there are 3,514 people waiting for a life-saving organ donation. And you could multiply that, and if you could imagine U of M Stadium being full of people, there's 125,000 people all across the country waiting for a life-saving organ donation. So check your wallet or your ID card. See if you have a heart on your driver's license. And if not, I would suggest going to giftoflifemichigan.org and signing up on their website, and they will send you a heart in the mail. It is so critically important.
Meantime, you're looking ahead to your 7th 10-mile CRIM event on this coming weekend. Feeling good?
I feel wonderful. We had a training run last night, and Tom, my husband, and I played 9 holes of golf yesterday, and our daughter is coming up from Indiana to run the CRIM, so she'll be waiting for us at the finish line when Tom and I finish the walk.
When I start to feel kind of down after I had a little bit of knee surgery last year, and I, you know, when the knee goes ouch, I'm going to stop and say, Carol Cerny's doing 10 miles. Move it.
But it is, you know, it's marvelous, and I've always thought that life was a gift, and I've been given that gift twice. It's it's remarkable.
Carol Cerny from Grand Blanc. Good luck at the CRIM on Saturday, and thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. It really was great to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much, and enjoy the afternoon. Have a great weekend.